Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck. We're beginning another day of Fire on the Earth, the program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. As we continue to make our way through this Easter season, but also through this trial, it's a time of grace. It's a time of purification. It's a time of spiritual discipline. It's a time of awakening. It's a time to come away with the Lord and to come to terms with where we are with Him in our own lives. He's close. He's real close. He's permitting this to happen in our society and in our culture, and it surfaces much. And we're used to, as a people, busy, successful, comfortable, distracted, we're used to just not dealing with the big questions. We're used to just pushing them down and keeping them kind of in a subterranean level and not really facing them. And just presuming that somehow not answering those is not that significant. Or we're afraid to look at the questions, to let them surface, because we're afraid either of not knowing the answer or not wanting the answer. We might have some indication what it is, but we don't want it because we don't want it to change our lives. So there's a lot of reasons for it. But in a circumstance like this, the Lord allows these kinds of trials and difficulties to come to let things that we're leaning on, that give us security and even identity, props, things that prop us up, things that distract us, console us, comfort us. He allows these things to be taken away. Now, in the United States, we're not so used to that because we've prospered so much for so long. Many brothers and sisters in the world, many people in the world have experienced those kinds of trials and difficulties on a regular basis. And they're living day to day on survival. I've been to some of those places and been there many times on our team in different places in Africa. And it's astounding to see the quality of relationship many of those people have with the Lord and how much they rely on Him because they need Him. We don't experience that need so much. And we can rest in our own resources or the plan or the control that we have, that we perceive that we have over our lives and our future and our families. And we all feel very secure if it's in our hands. Well, Jesus came to disrupt all that security, that false security. He came to say there's only one place a human being ultimately can be secure, and that's in the hands of my loving Father. Jesus believed it so much that he went to the cross. He went to Calvary. He knew that the place of safety was trusting in the Father. He knew that the source of life was obeying the Father. Jesus said, it's my very food to do the will of my Father. It's what gives me life. My Father's totally trustworthy. And living in Him is the whole meaning of my being and my existence. And Jesus comes to us and said, look, everything on this earth will be shaken. Doesn't matter how strong it feels. I'm kind of stunned just the idea of, you know, a month ago or a month and a half ago, you know, the United States was boasting the biggest, baddest economy in the history of the world. I mean, there was financial flourishing everywhere. And just like that, it almost completely disappeared. I mean, just like that, everybody's in panic. Are we going to actually make it? And that anxiety is still present. Now, there's nothing wrong with being a successful nation. There's nothing wrong with acquiring wealth. There's nothing wrong with building wonderful businesses. Not at all. That's not my point. My point is just to say, even these things which seem, they're the biggest in the world. They're huge in their significance in our perception. And they can go away just like that. And Jesus wants us to see. Even if it's just a moment, maybe it's all going to come back. Maybe it's not. But he wants us to see. Christian, listen, have a renewed mind. Understand the will of God and be wise. Be wise. All these things pass away. None of these things can satisfy you. None of these things can give you the foundation and the security and the ultimate meaning that you need and desire and long for in your heart. They can't do it. It's too small. It's too temporary. It's Because we're made for more. We're made for God. C.S. Lewis used to say the human being runs on God, you know, and on the Holy Spirit, just like a car runs on gas. We are made for God. We're made for a relationship with God, and we're struggling and we're battling because we're living in a fallen world and that relationship is broken and it needs to be restored. We can't even see who we are and what our needs ultimately are. And so we're seeing in this Easter season, in the readings that the church is giving us, you know, examples of the transformation of the apostles and, of course, the beautiful teaching of Jesus, the clear way in which he revealed the kingdom of God and revealed what it meant to be human. Today's reading from Acts chapter 5, the first reading. Again, Peter and the apostles are in trouble with the religious leaders because they're preaching the gospel, because they're healing people, because really they're gaining a following and it's making the religious leaders nervous. And their big concern is these men seem to have power and they're proclaiming the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So I'll just read this brief text. It says, when the court officers had brought the apostles in and made them stand before the Sanhedrin, the high priest questioned them. We gave you strict orders, did we not, to stop teaching in that name? Yet you filled Jerusalem with your teaching. And you want to bring this man's blood on us? But Peter and the apostles said in reply, we must obey God rather than men. Boy, just that line itself, I can almost hear Peter speaking it to us personally if he was here. Could you imagine Peter, what he'd like to say to the church? Don't be afraid of anything. I was gripped by fear at the most significant moment in my life, up to that point anyway, and I turned from my Lord in fear. I feared men more than I feared God in that moment. I was afraid of being harmed. I was afraid of being diminished in some way. But let me tell you, I can just hear Peter saying, remember, we must obey God rather than men, no matter what. The reading goes on and says, the God of our ancestors, this is Peter, raised Jesus. So get a load of this. The Sanhedrin is saying, look, we told you multiple times, don't talk about him. We gave you strict orders. And we're the ones who have the power. So Peter looks him right in the eye and says, yes, we must obey God rather than men. And then he jumps right into talking about Jesus. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus, though you had him killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior to grant Israel repentance and forgiveness of sins. We are witnesses of these things, as is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. What an amazing moment. The courage and clarity of Peter. I think when Peter fell that time on Holy Thursday night and he received the forgiveness and the mercy of Jesus, he's like, I'm never going to blow it again by God's grace, by the help of the Holy Spirit, who he acknowledges right here. You know, they're telling him, stop talking, don't talk about Jesus, and don't hold us responsible for his death in any way. And Peter, as soon as the high priest finished, Peter jumped right in and stated the truth. This is the kerygma, brothers and sisters. This is the core message of the Bible, of the gospel, of the kingdom of God. We must obey God rather than men. The God of our ancestors, you know, the God of Israel is what he's talking about, right? Of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all of them, all the prophets, the kings, the judges. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus, though you had him killed. You had him killed. That's pretty bold, isn't it? By hanging him on a tree. There is not an ounce of anger in St. Peter. This is all love, compassion. This is what mercy looks like, speaking the truth in love. He said, God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior. It's exactly what Peter said on the day of Pentecost. God raised him to his right hand as Lord and Savior, Lord and Messiah, he said there. The reason the Spirit of God came is because Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, is what he said. He's fulfilling all power and authority belongs to him now as Lord. He's Messiah, and the Messiah is the one filled with the Spirit who pours out the Spirit. And he raised him to the right hand of the Father. Peter said, to grant Israel repentance and forgiveness of sins. Imagine, Peter's talking to the religious leaders of the people of Israel, and he's telling them, all this happens so your sins can be forgiven and my sins can be forgiven. How about that? Can you imagine how upset he would make them? Like, who are you calling a sinner? You're calling us sinners? We're the proprietors of the church, right? Of the temple, of the people of Israel. Peter said, this is what it's all about. Jesus died on that cross. It was God's will. God exalted him, and now all authority, everything is in Jesus' hands. The new creation has begun in Jesus, and he did it for you and for every person on the earth so that repentance and forgiveness of sins could be offered to those, as Peter said yesterday, who are perishing, and that Jesus said, who will be condemned if they die in their sin. Peter says, we're witnesses to these things. And friends, that's what we are. We're witnesses to this reality. We believe it. Internalize it. Take it deep into your heart, friend. And understand the Holy Spirit now, if you're baptized into Jesus, dwells in you. And the Holy Spirit is here to give you the strength to be a witness, a living witness in word and deed to the person of Jesus. And Lord, as we listen to Peter and listen to your words, and we know that all power and authority in heaven and earth belongs to you, and everything is in your hands. Our lives are in your hands. Even the people, you know, God, who are suffering right now and dying, if they cry out to you, Lord, they will pass from death to life. Lord, we pray for everyone who's on their deathbed today, not just for coronavirus sufferings, but in any way, Lord, that they would open their hearts to you. They would open their minds to you. They would cry out to you. Lord, we pray for the sick around the world. We pray for great healings and signs and wonders to happen all around the world through your body, through your church, that your name would be glorified among men. Lord, we pray for huge conversions and revival in this hour in the church. We pray for a great awakening. We pray for heroic virtue among the bishops and leaders. We pray for prophets to rise among them. We pray, Lord, Father, we cry out in Jesus' name that deep, deep repentance would take place right to the core in the life of the church. We pray, Lord, that you would root out every spiritual stronghold, every agreement with the enemy that's been made by various leaders in the church, by their own sin, their own weakness, and have fallen to temptation. Lord, break the strongholds, Lord, in the church and purify us. Lord, and help each and every one of us to radically, radically abandon our lives to you. We love you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. Lord, prune the church. Chastise us. Whatever we need, Lord, do it. Do whatever it takes, Lord. You're the physician to make us healthy. Lord, don't let us waste another minute on the earth confused or trapped in the fear of men or attached to idols and slaves. Mother Mary, pray for us that we, like you, might be totally docile to the Holy Spirit. Come, Lord Jesus. Come and save us. Come and lead us for the sake of your name.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.